Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos. Daf Pei Beis, picking up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down, third word in the line. Amar Raviyami, Sakti Leravami, Hamatzvis Maos Meiser Sheni Lishlamim. If somebody goes and they designate Maos Meiser Sheni, Hamatzvis Maos Meiser Sheni Lishlam for Ashlamim, Lo Kan Ashlamim. Doesn't work, my time outcome. The Lo Alima Kedushas Ashlamim, Lamechala Kedushas Meiser Sheni, because the Shlomim's Kedusha is not strong enough to take hold on top of the Meiser Sheni Kedusha. Since this money is already Mukdash as Meiser Sheni, it can't be additionally conjugated for Shlomim. Okay, now Meiser effect the Gemara. But hold on one second. We've mentioned Meiser Sheni. Okay, Chayil is v'chishlamim v'heim l'psar daiva. If someone, let's say, someone has Meiser Sheni money in Yerushalayim, and he buys a Chaya, right, for a Shlomim, or a Behema, for some halig taiva, just, to be able to eat, to the person who wants to eat something. Rashi explains, what does that mean? That means that the behemah lebasa taiva leochla biyushalayim bechol shah sheyirtze kedichsev v'nasata hakesef bechol shah ta'ava nafshecha. Da'af agav de'in dino likach mimos ma'isir sheni ela shlamim. Lo yatza or lechulin, says the Gemara. The hide does not become chulin, the hide itself. You spend your money, you spend your Meiser Sheni stuff in the regular way, to buy behemoths for shlamim, or chayes for eating, only the edible part the hide is going to retain its level of Meiser Sheni. Lav lemeimer dekani shlamim, in reference to the case of a chaya that's bought for the sake of shlamim. Does the Mishnah not mean to say that the Shlamim acquires the hide, that it becomes consecrated for the purpose of Shlamim? So we say, well, Meiser Sheni money is set aside for the buying of a Shlamim, then the Kedusha of Shlamim does take hold on it. Now, Hayatma Allah, right, it was said on that, Amarav, Lo Kani Shlamim, the Shlamim does not acquire that the money. Amai Lo Yatsa or the Chulim, it means go to Chulim, Hachi Amar. Ain of a Torah, Lotzis or the Chulim. The hide that's bought for the sake of Shlamim is not in the category of having the hide deconsecrated. By time of why, Amarabah, Nasik alukeh shor lecharisha. The one who bought it is treated like one who buys an ox for plowing with Meiser Sheni money. So I'll say spend Meiser Sheni money on an ox for plowing, because the money has to be spent on food. If one does spend it for that purpose, then the entire value of the ox, including the hide, is going to be set aside for Meiser Sheni. Right? This idea that it excludes the hide from acquiring Meiser Sheni Kedusha applies only in the case where the Meiser Sheni money is spent properly, when it's done properly. Yetmar hamat bismos meiser sheni l'shlamim. If someone doesn't take the money of meiser sheni for the purpose of buying shlamim, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Kani, it says that the shlamim acquires the funds, Rabbi Lazar lo kani, it doesn't. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, dama meiser mamon hedyo to. Could Rabbi Yehuda, since the meiser sheni is mamon hedyo, it's your own property, the kuli amalo pligi de kani, everyone's going to be able to acquire. Okay, Billy, where are they arguing? Ali de Rabbi Meir, Damer my Mamun Gavoh, who says it's considered the Lord's money. Man Damer Lokanik Rabbi Meir, the one, meaning Rabbi Lozer, says that the Shlomim does not acquire it, goes according to Rabbi Meir. He says that since Meiser Sheni is cut, it's not your own stuff, and the Kedusha Shlomim can't take hold of the Meiser Sheni money. Man Damer Kani, one says it is, Rabbi Yochanan, Kevin the Meiser, Kariv Shlamim, since the Meiser Sheni is supposed to be brought as a Shlamim, Kimitvas Lei Namitav, is when you designate the money of Meiser Sheni for the buying of the Shlamim Kedusha also takes hold of it. Frankly, Gemara, honor of Elazar, Meisave, hold on one second, the Brisa says, Hamatvis Malos Meiser Sheni the Shlamim, someone designate the money of Meiser Sheni to go and buy a Shlamim, Kishu Podan, Mosef Aleim Shtei Chubsha, when he redeems the money, he is to add 2/5. Right, if he wants to exchange these coins for other coins, larger, smaller, echad kodesh vechad meiser, 1/5 for redeeming kodesh, 1/5 for redeeming meiser sheni. We see that the designation of the shlamim does take effect on meiser sheni money. So it's going to be misavar divrei akoli. What did you think? This price goes according to everyone? How money Rabbi Yehuda is going to Rabbi Yehuda? Who says meiser sheni is it's personal stuff? Well, of course, that one's masking the coin to be who the Shlamim Kedusha can take effect on Meiser Sheni money. Zok the next Heilige, 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 Mishnah, Heilige, Mishnah. Where do we know that if someone says it is upon me to bring a toda, that he should bring it only from chulin, not my sesheni? The pasuk says you should slaughter the pesach to Hashem today, Rabbi Isai. Ah, well, actually, I'm doing it today. Sorry, it's a few days, but anyway, you should shech the pesach, the pesach to Hashem, your God, flocks and cattle. Doesn't it only come from kvasim and izim? Right? We know it only comes from lambs and goats, not from cattle. Not from cattle. What does it say? It's coming to compare everything that's brought, every carbon that's brought from either bakar, atzon or bakar, to the Pesach. Pesach davar shebechol ve'ein ba ela min achulin. Something goes to Chiyav, and it only goes to Chulin. I've called over Shem Chova, in Ba'ilim and Achulin. Fikach, therefore, Amar Re'el, I told her, Re'el, I shlamim, Hol, Ubar, and Chova, lo yuvi Elam and Achulin. Since he's a Chovin, it only comes to Chulin. Nesachem, Chol Makam, lo yuvi Elam and Achulin. And Nesachem, in all cases, can be brought only from Chulin. Okay, now the Mishnah said that the Pesach can be brought only from Chulin. This is Gemara, Pesach, Kufi, Minalan. How do we know that? How do we know the Pesach itself can only brought from Chulin? Yeah, we learned in a Braisa. We saw this way back in Yevamos. Pesach when we saw the Pesach of the Doros. The other come Pesach mentioned by Pesach, and we have one mentioned core for the generations. My Pesach over Mitzrayim, lo by Elam and Chulin, just like the Pesach mentioned to Egypt, according to reference to Egypt, could have come only from Chulin. My Pesach over the Doros, lo by Elam and Chulin. Amar lo Rekiva, chid dan in Efshim Yevshai. What do you mean? Do we learn out a din of a possible situation if something's impossible? You learn out a law from the Pesach, which is possible to be bought with Maaser Sheni money, from the Pesach of Egypt, which could not have been purchased with Maaser Sheni money because Maaser Sheni money didn't exist. Even though it's not possible, it's still a good raya, and we can learn a law from that. Amazing. That's just whole Matzino Shum Pesach Sheno Ba'elam and Achulim. Chazar Rabbi Akiva v'dano denacher. Rabbi Akiva came back and he argued differently. Ma lepesach mitzrayim shekinin ta'un matan damam minimur legabim zeach. The Pesach of Mitzrayim that didn't need the application of the dam or the emurim on the mizbech, right? There was no mizbech in Mitzrayim. It's put on the, where they put the blood? On the doorposts. Beep, turn the page. Pibis, Amud Bais. Tomer Pesach Doros, Shetor, Matan Domim, Mimun, Legab, Mizrech. You want to say, but it's Doros, it does have that. You can't compare them. Amud Lord, but this is back. Hare, Hu Omer, Vavadata, Savoda, Zos, Vachodos, Hazet. It's a success. When Hashem brings you into the land, you shall perform the service in this month. Shukol, Avodos, Shachodos, Hazet, Kazet. When he says this service in the month, it's telling you that all the service of this month should be like this one, like Pesach of Mitzrayim. Just like that of Mitzrayim, had to be brought from Chulin. So to the Pesach of the Doros, he brought only from Chulin. V'Rabbi Akiva, Yisav El Adain, Dan in Efshar, Mi'efshar. If he holds it, he can't learn Dan Efshar, Mi'efshar. Leiko B'milseit. Then he should remain with his original fight. Ashes the hide the Savar Le, Dain Dan in Efshar, Mi'efshar. V'amai Chazav, Dan in Denachar. Why did he back out? I Hadar Bey. If he retracted, Vahai, the low gamar, but there's no reason to give a second shot. And the other way, if he actually retracted, Vahai, the low gamar, Pesach Mitzrayim, Mishum Hai Pircho. And the reason he doesn't learn out Pesach, you know, Ladoris from the Pesach of Mitzrayim is because of that question that he said, that the Pesach of Egypt didn't have to have anything brought in the Mizbeach. Pesach Midbar Yochiach. That's not a raya here because the Pesach that the Yidden brought in the Midbar will teach that even a Pesach that requires application of the Dam and the Emurim on the Mizbech can be brought only from Chulin. So the Gemara, no, Devar of Rabbi Eliezer Gomer. Rabbi Kiva is saying his second argument in the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Lididi ain done in Efshar Mishi Efshar. We know that we can't learn one from the other, and therefore there's no raya at all comparing the Pesach of Ladoris to Mitzrayim. Lididach, the Amar done Efshar Mishi Efshar. What you say you can? Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, Chikan, and Utah, Matan, Dom, and Murlo, Gabi Mishayach. Then what's the comparison of Mitzrayim? Because it didn't need to have any blood on the Mizbech. Tom, Pesach, Dorish, Utah, Matan, Dom, and Murlo, Gabi Mishayach. said back to him that the pasuk says, "Ve'avadeta, you shall perform this service and this month." It's telling that the Pesach Ladoros is in any event compared to the Pesach Mitzrayim. For Rabbi Eliezer, "Lemele Pesach Midbar Yochiach." Why did he just say Pesach Midbar Yochiach? That it's showing that even a Pesach whose dam and emurim are put on the mizbeach can be brought only from chulin. Why does he go to the pasuk "You shall perform"? As a rebuttal, and Rabbi Kiva can, you know, din can be, you could get rid of him logically. Well, the Rabbi Kiva come late. He's speaking the words of Rabbi Kiva. Lididi dan an efshar miji efshar. I say you can learn efshar from yefshar. And therefore, we learn that from Pesach Mitzrayim, even though you didn't have the possibility of doing it differently. Umishom ahai piricha, and as this kash over there, the Pesach Mitzrayim is different because the dam and the mur weren't put in the zbeach. Pesach made by yuchiach. Okay, that's going to be mukhech that. Even a Pesach whose dam and emurim are put in the mizbeach can be brought from chulin. Lididach, but even according to you, damart ain't dan yavshar mishay yavshar. We have added also back to you shall perform this service in the month, and it links the Pesach of Doros to the Pesach of Mitzrayim. And since so we got this hekesh going on over there, and you can compare it, even though you want to say you can't learn that one from the other. Hashanami lifroch. Everyone says, hold on a second, but now also. That we linked them together, Rabbi Kiva should knock out this comparison by saying that we can't learn Efshar from Efshar. Mavshesh is also Meres Ain Meshivin Al Hekesh. This tells us you don't have kashas against Hekesh. You have Hekesh, you have Hekesh. What do you want from me? It is what it is. As she says, Zosal Meres, me the low parachachi, Ain Meshivin Al Hekesh. Afagav, the Ika Lemirfach Bey, Kigon Hocha, the Adam Dan Kavachome Measo, Vain Adam Dan Zir Shav, Hekesh Measo. Very chash of a line there. Ellen Kane, Lamda Mirabu, 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 Halacha Moshe Messina. So it's not exactly Shavuot, by the way, it's also Hekesh as well.
Uvitarbitza, Mar. Rashi's Tarbitza is Bebesa Medrashim, Arbitzim Boa Torah.
Where they go out and they're fighting things out over there, they're working there, they're getting Harbotza Satorah, where they're spreading the Torah over there. It's a Bes Medrash. Uvitarbitza, Mar. Chidavar Lamed Behekesh, Chos Malamed Behekesh. Can somebody that's learned through Hekesh go and teach something else straight, try and teach that law through another Hekesh? And for the Gemara, Bechlala Itmar. It was said that we learn out the law of other things for the general category. Of Kavim Pesach. Pesach Kule Chadam Milsei. The entire category of Pesach is one subject.
We're not learning out Pesach Ludaro specifically from, other Karbanos from Pesach Ludaros, which is learned from Pesach Mitzrayim. The original link of the Pesach Ludaros to Pesach Mitzrayim is showing that all Pesach things are going to be similar, all the Karbanos are like, and we learn out other things through a Hekesh from the general rule of Pesach Karbanos. So even though the first one is a Hekesh, technically speaking, since, it's learned out from a Hekesh, it's not considered something learned out from a Hekesh teaching through another Hekesh.
If Rabbi Akiva, Pesach Deino Ba Elam in Achulim Min Alai, where does he say Pesach can only come from Chulim, if you can't learn it from the Pesach of Mitzrayim? Nafkalei Mehod Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Zos Hator La'ola La'mincha V'lachat L'shal Min Lum L'zach L'shal. This is the law of the Ola, the Milchah, the Chat is the Asham, the Milum, and for the Shlamim. Ola. We're talking about Ola. Ma Ola to in a Kli. Just like Ola needs a Kli. I've called on Kli, so everything is a Kli. Mahi. Now, what kli are you talking about? Ilem and Mizrak, if you want to say something about the bowl that's used to catch the blood. Gabi Zivche Shalmei Tzibor Namik Zivche Yosem Ba'agonos. It says also by the Shalmei Tzibor, Moshe took half the blood and put in the bowls. Since all the Karbanos are also compared to Shlamim, the earlier Pasuk, we could learn out that the bowl necessity for all the other Karbanos from Shlamim. Why does he have to mention the Ola?
Hella sakin. He's talking about a knife that's used to shecht. Va'ola gufa minal. How do we know that it's shchita needs a knife?
D'chseva yishlach avar mizyadu v'ikach ez amachel esuchot z'beno. And he sent forth his hand and took a knife and went to shecht his kid. V'hasim olahu. And there his son, meaning Yitzchak, was considered an ola. D'chseva yaleu l'ola tachas beno. And he offered it up as an ola instead of his son. Mincha. Why does the Torah say mincha in this pasuk? To compare all the karbanos to a mincha. Ma mincha inu nachal selu zichri kuhuna. Just like a mincha could be eaten only by male kohanim. Af kol inu nachalin elu zichri kuhuna. So to all the other kohanim can be eaten by the male kohanim. My, what other
karbonos compared to the mincha, ichatas va'asham. If you want to say we're talking about achatas and an asham, you don't have to compare them to the mincha to learn that they can be eaten by a kohen. That's a male. Beep, turn the page. Pei gimel menaf. How do you exist? That said explicitly that only male kohanim could eat it. And if you want to tell us, want to tell me that the one that we're learning out for the mincha is the shlamim of tzibor, you don't need mirbuy the kriyasi. This is learned out from a term that's in the pasuk. It says b'kodesh hakadoshim tochu kol zacha yochal oso. Limeid, I'm saying in the most holy of the holy kodesh hakadoshim, tochlanu eat kol zacha yochal oso. Limit al zivchei shlami tzibor shein nechalon al zichagunah. It's telling us only zichagunah. So every carbon besides the mincha that is fit specifically for male kohanim, chatas hashem and shlami tzibor, as either straight up pasuk or to be included from a pasuk that teaches this. Which carbon then does the Torah mean to compare to mincha in order to teach that it can be eaten only by male kohanim?
Tanoihi, it's a machlokes tanoim. The Shalmei Tzibor is what we learn from is a machlokes tanoim. Ike the Maisi Lemiacha, some learn out from here. This pasuk we just saw the Maisi. Ike the Maisi Lemiacha, some learn out from this comparison to the Mincha and the pasuk brought by Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, my friends, we're mitten sugar here, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.